Revelation chapter 12. Then a tremendous sign appeared in the heavens, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. She had a child in her womb, and she cried out, being in labor and being in grievous pain, to give birth. And another sign appeared in the heavens. There appeared an enormous red dragon with 7 heads. There were 10 horns on one of the heads, and 7 crowns on each of the heads. And his tail swept up 1/3 of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth, he could devour her child. Then she gave birth to a son, a male, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. But her son was caught up to God, even to his throne. See Revelation chapter 2, verse 27. But the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, so that they could nourish her there for 1,260 days. This event started a war in heaven. Michael and his angels went out to battle against the dragon. So the dragon and his angels fought against them, but they did not prevail, neither was their place in heaven found any more. So the enormous dragon, the old serpent, the one who is called the devil and Satan, was thrown down. This deceiver of the whole world was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven, "Now the salvation, the power, the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his anointed one have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, the one who accursed them in the presence of our God day and night. And they, the male son, who is now seen as they, overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they didn't love their soul lives, even to the point of death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and the ones who live in them. Woe to the earth and to the sea, because the devil has come down to you in a towering rage, knowing that he only has a short time." Then, when the dragon saw that he was thrown down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given 2 wings of the great eagle, so that she could fly into the wilderness to her place, where she would be nourished for a time, times, and half a time, away from the face of the serpent. So the serpent poured water like a river out from his mouth after the woman, in order to carry her away with the river. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the river, which the dragon poured out of his mouth. And the dragon became enraged with the woman, and went out to make war with the rest of her offspring, who obey what God tells them to do, and have the evidence of Jesus in their lives. This is the end of Revelation chapter 12. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.